Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for joining on the line today. I am just so privileged to have the opportunity to share with you what it is that God is showing me, what is on His heart, so that we can just kind of tap into these things, tap into these areas. Because, you know, one of the things I love about God is that, one of the many things I should say that I love about God is that nothing goes unseen in His eyes. He is all-knowing. He knows everything. And so when He sees and He shows us, it is up to us as His leaders, as His teachers, as His vessels, period, to just really tap into those subjects and those areas that some people really don't want to tap into. You know, I don't know why, you know, really specifically why, you know, individuals, you know, we as individuals choose not to tap into those areas. But one of the things that God is dealing with me by showing me is that the mind of God's people is really under a great attack in this hour. And what the Lord was showing me is that, you know, we oftentimes sweep those things under the rug because it seems like it's so heavy, you know, or we sweep it under the rug because we really don't want to deal with it, you know, let somebody else deal with it, I don't want to deal with it, you know, that type of attitude. And so, you know, it's just, you know, a touchy subject. I'll give you an example in just a few minutes as we continue to go on in the broadcast. Right now we're just going to enter into a word of prayer because we need to hear clearly from God, and I pray that the listeners, the callers are really hearing what it is that God is saying and that they, you know, the strategies and encouragement that He gives on today will be something that encourages you to help you keep going, because some are going through it and some are watching others go through it, but all in all, we're all going through it as a whole. So, Father, we just want to bless you on tonight and give you honor, glory, and praise, and we thank you for the word that is about to come forth. Father, open up our ears so that we may hear clearly what it is that you are saying to us, your people, in this hour. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in. We invite you in to clear out the airways, and we bind up every spirit of hindrance or discouragement that may try to come in. So we thank you, God. We bind up the enemy hands right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose your favor, we loose your peace, we loose your joy over the airwaves in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you. In Jesus' holy name, amen, amen, and amen. So, again, I want to thank you guys for jumping on the line today. Again, the Lord was showing me some things about the mind. There's a lot of people being attacked in the mind in this hour, and we really, as I was saying, some of us don't want to deal with it. You know, we feel like we don't have time for it. Whatever the case may be, we feel like, you know, they just going through something, they'll be okay. You know, no, that is not what God wants us to do. There are certain things that He has in place, certain things that He has in order for us to kind of look at to help the people go through that. You know, some people have experienced depression. You know, if you've never really gone through that depression period, you can't really tell someone, oh, just go get over it, because it's really not that easy. It's really not. When you're in a place of depression, we know that is an attack of the enemy. But when you're at that place of depression, you know, and you tell somebody, oh, just get over it, and you've never been through it, you know, hey, you know, they don't want to hear that, you know, really. I mean, just think about it. And so we really have to be mindful about the things that we say to people in this hour. A lot of the people who are leaders, you know, who are teachers and pastors and things like that, they are under attack right now in their mind. It's a battle in their mind. And then the people that God is elevating, the people that God is promoting, they're under attack in their minds. One of the reasons why the people are being attacked in their mind is because the enemy knows that God has an assignment for you, and so he tries to attack you in your mind to keep you from focusing on what it is that God wants you to focus on. Now, let me share this little tidbit with you. As I was talking to the Lord about this, and I was like, God, I don't, you know, this thing right here that's going on, it's got me feeling, you know, this some type of way. I'm that type of person. I don't like to feel some type of way. I just don't, because it seems like unbalanced with me, unsure, uncertain, and so I don't like feeling some type of way. Either I'm feeling good or I'm not feeling too good, either or, but I don't want to be feeling some type of way. You know, it's like being a ship on a sea, and you're being tossed to and fro, and you can't find no landing site. I don't like that. I don't like that. That's just me. So what I'm saying is this thing got me feeling some type of way because I am witnessing people who are really going through some stuff in their mind, but we as the church, some of us, we as the church, not everybody, but some of us, the people of God, we are just tossing this thing to the side, and we're just saying, let them deal with it themselves. Well, how can they deal with it themselves? They need us to stand in the gap and to pray for them. But how can we do that if we never address the issue? Now, see, we can talk about having fundraisers, and we can talk about building another church, or we can talk about going on excursions, and we can talk about doing all of this other kind of stuff. But when it comes to talking about the real deal, but when it comes to talking about what it is that's going on in the minds of the people that's being under attack, we want to push it off and let the psychiatrist take care of it. Well, No. First of all, those are God's people, which means they're our brothers and our sisters in Christ. And so we don't put them all to the psychiatrist. We walk them through this situation. Now, I'm not saying we're supposed to go in and be the doctor, no, but we are supposed to go in and be the intercessors, praying on behalf of them, praying for them, asking God to clear their minds, to open up their thoughts so that they can hear him, and, you know, things like that. It's so much suicidal going on around in this hour. There's so much schizophrenia going on. I was doing some research, and it says in my research, the statistic says 1 in 4 adults, approximately 61.5 million Americans, experience mental illness in a given year. My God, 1 in 17, about 13.6 million, live with a serious mental illness such as schizophrenia, major depression, or bipolar disorder. It then goes on to say approximately 2.6 million American adults, 6.1 million live with bipolar disorder. Another one says approximately 26% of homeless adults staying in shelters live with serious mental illness, and an estimated 46% live with a severe mental illness and or substance use disorder. My God, 70% of youth and juvenile justice systems have at least one mental health condition, and at least 20% live with a severe mental illness. My God. Look at those orders. Check this out. It says mood disorders such as depression are the third most common cause of hospitalization in the U.S. In the U.S. They're talking about us in the U.S. See, we're so busy talking about everybody else's country when we can't even take care of our own. We are the ones who live in the United States. It says the ages 18 to 44, that age range suffers mood orders such as depression, which brings about bipolar. Now, we're so busy trying to tackle and get in everybody else's business in another country when we can't even take care of our own. Come on now. We have got to get to that place where we'll stop talking about other things and start dipping and diving into other things, you know, being in everybody else's country. Who got this going on in their country and who got this going on in their country? When we live in the United States, we live in the United States where our people are dying. We live in the United States where our young people are dying. This is what happened. Listen to this. Okay. Now, you remember a while back, there was a lot of conversation about marijuana being legalized. So we all started talking about, well, what if everybody else starts smoking it and people are going to start going crazy for real? Everybody's going to always be high and blah, 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 you know, all of this stuff. That's what happened. This is what happened. While we were focusing on the legalization of marijuana, we got sidetracked. Then what happened? Because we got sidetracked doing what the enemy told us to do, talking about something else instead of staying on the wall, praying for our people, praying for deliverance to take place, praying that they will make the Lord Jesus Christ head of their life. Instead of us doing that, we got caught up in social media. Social media, it has its good, it has its perks, but it also has a way where it would discourage you and deter you and distract you from what you are supposed to be doing. That's why we have to discern and be careful about what we put our hands in. So let me move on. Okay, so we started talking about the legalization of marijuana.
Everybody start tripping about that. Okay, so the enemy start working. Uh-huh. Yeah, he said, oh, yeah, they not even focusing on what I'm about to do next because they too busy focusing on something else. So what did he do? What happened? They passed the law of homosexuality, of homosexuals being married. So what did we do then? Oh, we really started going crazy then. Well, come on. We know the times of the season and the times that we are living in. Why is this stuff so surprising to us? Why? Why is it so surprising to us? Okay, so now, after the legalization of marijuana, then, you know, he threw that little curveball in there about homosexuals getting married. So everybody on social media starts tripping about that. Oh, they're going to hell, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Nobody goes to hell because God sent them there. We go to hell because we sent ourselves there, first of all. Second of all, we don't know where those people are going because the same way God pulled us out of our mess, he can pull them out of their mess too. That's why it is very important for us to be prayerful about people and what they're going through, not throwing them down. Not, the Bible says whoever is without sin, cast the first stone. The way I see it, baby, none of us have a right to cast a stone at all because if we have not been there, we're there. Come on, somebody. Okay, so now this is what happened. We moved from the marijuana situation, and then we move on to the homosexuality situation. Now look what happened. Now our people are being attacked in their minds because we got off of our doorpost, and because we don't want to take accountability of the fact that we got distracted about some other things that were going on. Now this thing is going on with the minds of the people. We have so many people within the body of Christ who are suffering with bipolar disorder. We have so many people in the body of Christ who are schizophrenia. We have so many people in the body of Christ who are going through those mood swings. They up 1 minute and down 1 minute, and they don't know what to do. Now, let me explain this to you also. There are some people who really do need help, okay? But there are also some people who want to play that card as if they're there when they really are not there. Come on, somebody. So this means we have to stay in the Word of God so God can show us those people so we won't be saying, you know, looking at them as though they're playing a pity party card when they're really not. They really need help. But the only way that we can do that is if we stand on the wall. We've already been distracted twice. That's how we end up here dealing with so many people being attacked under their mind, in their mind, in their thought. Is there a battle going on in their thoughts? Yes, it is. They can't find any steady ground. And a lot of times we think, oh, that can't happen to me. I'm Holy Ghost. I'm Holy Ghost filled. Uh-huh. I'm going to church every Sunday with my big old hat on, and I got my three-piece suit on, and I'm speaking in tongues, and I'm singing on the church choir, and I'm singing on the praise team, and I'm teaching. That's what it is. That's all you hear. But where does God fit into this? I'm talking about once we leave church on Sunday mornings, are we going in our prayer closets and are we praying for those people who are coming under attack? That's what God wants to know. These people are battling in their minds. And when we say that it won't happen to us, you don't know what God is going to allow us to go through. We don't know that. And so what we have to do now, we have to get back on the wall. And we have to pray for those people. The Bible tells you, you know, if you're on the line and you're going through this, the Bible says to cast your cares on him. Because why? Because the Lord cares for you. And so whatever season you are going through in this hour, just know that God does care for you. And you can come out of this. You can come out of this. You don't have to be stuck in this situation. And see, with the church, what we have to do, God has called us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we're going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that means we have to preach deliverance. Come on. There's no way we can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and we don't preach deliverance. He is our deliverer. And so if we're not preaching deliverance, what are we preaching? Okay? If we're not teaching deliverance, what are we teaching? God is a deliverer. He is a healer. He is a restorer. He is our peace. And many people in this hour need to understand that God can do those things. You understand what I'm saying? He can do exactly what he wants to do. Listen, as people go through this season and this hour, we have got to make sure that we are not being judgmental, you know, because it's easy for us to say, oh, I'm just not going to deal with it. Let them deal with it on their own. But, you know, we don't want nobody. We don't want to leave nobody hanging out there. I want to read a scripture to you in Matthew 28 when Jesus cast out the demons. It says, when he came to the other side into the country of the Gadarenes, two men who were demon-possessed met him as they were coming out of the tomb. They were so extremely violent that no one could pass that way. And they cried out, saying, what business do we have with each other, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? Now there was a herd of many swine feeding at the distance from them. The demons began to entreat them, saying, if you are going to cast us out, send us into the herd of swine. And he said to them, go. As they came out and went into the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and perished into the waters. The herdsmen ran away and went to the city and reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they implored him to leave their region. Listen, whenever you go into somebody's territory, in other words, when you ever get into somebody's circle, well, you have to call that thing out because God will show you. God will show you. God, he has given us the power to cast out demons, but we can't cast out anything if we are distracted by everything else that's going on, and that is a plot of the enemy. We cannot make skepticals of them, you know, making fun of them. We can't do all that stuff. We can't, you know, put them on the radar like that because they're already going through enough. We have to understand God is going to hold us accountable just like he's going to hold them accountable. The Lord, he rejoices when we are set free in these things. He rejoices. He loves to see his children set free. God does not have a desire for us to walk around lost in our minds, lost in our thoughts. What we have to understand is this. Not only is the person who is dealing with this mental illness, not only are they dealing with it, but the people around them are dealing with it as well. So it's heavy on them as well. And so we cannot afford to get sidetracked about everything else that is going on. You know, we can't play into it. We just cannot afford to play into the enemy's hand by getting distracted by everything. Much that is happening in this hour and in this season that we're living in, it's in the Word of God. Sodom and Gomorrah, think about it. But yet we tripped out about the homosexuals. Legalizing the gun, saying that you can have guns in your house and guns in the school. Listen, we can rant and rave about these things happening all we want to, but we fight our strongest battle after we come out of the prayer closet. If we have not spent time in prayer, spend time in the Word of God, letting the Lord speak to us. We have no, we don't have a defense. We are basically going out there, just falling in line, saying what everybody else is saying, agreeing with what they're saying, and then before you know it, you find yourself in a big old debate. When God is saying, all I need you to do, prayer warrior, intercessor, is go into that closet, wherever it may be, and pray. And seek my face, and I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm going to give you some direction. I'm going to give you some strategies how to get this thing going. The same way in our communities. Some of us are so scared to hook up with people in our communities because we don't know who is who. I understand that. But don't allow fear to keep you from doing what God has called you to do. God may be calling you to start a prayer group right there in your neighborhood. Why? Because our neighborhoods need that. But some of us won't do it because we're too scared. Oh, I don't know about them, where they come from, or who they connected to, and all this old kind of stuff. And at the same token, they need you just like you need them, but it ain't going to work if both of y'all scared to reach out to each other. Come on now. We have an assignment to do. There's some people waiting on you. Some people are struggling in their minds. You heard the statistic that I read. It's those things, bipolar and schizophrenia, those are attacks of the enemy. Those things are not of God. Depression is an attack of the enemy. That is not of God. God is a God of peace. And the Bible says that he is not a God of confusion. What it says, that he is the author and finisher of our faith. And so we have to trust in him. Satan is the one of confusion. He is the one who brings out the confusion. He is the one who causes the confusion. But God wants us to rise up in this hour so that we can start praying for these people. I mean, leaders are being attacked like never before. But we don't want to preach about it over the pulpit. Come on. We have got to break out of that. And so this is what we have to do. You don't need a pulpit in a church. You know why? Because your job is to be outside of the church. But listen, the church is just we are the body of Christ is the church. The church itself is just a building. We are supposed to be going out and ministering to people. Some of us know how to pray, and God has called us to pray. You know, you don't need a lesson in prayer because you're just talking to God. Some of us, we have time on our hands. We can go to the hospital at least an hour and a half a day, or 30 minutes or something. Go pray for the people that's sick. Go walk up and down the children's ward and pray for those babies in there who are dealing with some stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Because, listen, it all starts in the bloodline. We don't know what's in the bloodline. And when Satan starts attacking you early, you know, he begins to do that later on in life. And that's what happened in some situations now. All of this stuff was in the bloodline. And everything was fine. Everything was cool. Everything was good. Everything was going smooth. The ministry was working well. The marriage was working well. The children weren't acting up. The husband wasn't tripping. The wife wasn't tripping. We were just cool, okay? And then all of a sudden, something hits you in your mind. And then all of a sudden, you start feeling some type of way. You start getting depressed. Things weren't working out, and you couldn't handle that. And before you know it, we start talking out of the side of our neck is what we call it. That is not of God. You know why? Because it's something in that bloodline that needs to be broken off. It's something that we need to break off right now so it will not travel down from generation to generation to generation. God wants to know who will go. If I send you, will you go? God has told some of us to, you know, you got some time on your hand, go over to the nursing home. Go and do some crochet with them. Go and read the word with them. Go and pray with them. You know what I mean? Go and just talk to them, you know? Listen, they need us too. They're struggling in their mind too. You know why? Some of them are in there struggling because their family members have left them there. And now they're going through some things in their minds, but the doctors are so pumping them up so much, they can't even hear the voice of God. That's why it's important for you to make your way there. And you know what? I hear some people say, I don't want to go because I don't like the way it smells. It ain't about you. It ain't about you liking the way it smells. It's about that elderly person laying on that hospital bed whose family member has left them there, and now the doctors are pumping them up with medicine just to keep them quiet because nobody else is coming to check on them. So now they're battling in their mind. Come on now. We got to get on the gate. We have to start doing what God told us to do. This ain't about us. This is about the kingdom of God. This is about his people. Who told you that you needed a degree to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? The devil is a liar. I ain't hear nothing about God passed out no degrees, no certificates in the Bible. He told us to go. That's all he said. He said go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, making disciples of men. That's what he said. He didn't say you had to go to no theological school. And that's what we get caught up in. Oh, well, I got to go to seminary, and I got to do this. You're going to do all of that? Awesome. If that's what God told you to do, praise the Lord. Do it. But in the meantime, you already have an assignment that is set before you. God wants to know who will go. Who's going to go? Who's going to go lay hands on these people? Some of us have a healing anointing. All we got to do is lay hands on them and cast that demon out, and that thing is gone. But how are we going to do it if we're not walking in faith, if we're not trusting God, if we're getting distracted about everything else that's going on around us? Don't you know it's easy for us to end up in the same place as that other person who is battling in their mind because we get distracted so easily? Don't you know that? We have to understand that this battle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against principalities. It is against the rulers of darkness in high places. And the enemy is not playing. And we get so mad at the enemy, I get mad at him all the time. I stay mad at him. And I'm going to keep on staying mad at him until I see the salvation of the Lord taking place in the lives of the people that he has sent me to and more. Because I believe God that he is a healer and a deliverer. So listen, am I mad at the enemy? Yes, I'm mad at the enemy, and so should you. Because if you ain't mad at him, then you're friends with him. We ain't having that. So listen, we get mad at the enemy, you're supposed to get mad at him. But also know that he has an assignment just like we do. He already know that he's doomed. He already know that he done lost. But if he's trying to take as many people back home with him, and we know his home ain't heaven. He's trying to take as many people back home with him as he possibly can. That's why he gets distracted. That's why he throws dots at you. That's why he sends people your way to knock you off balance. That's why he strategically placed things to happen so that everybody can start focusing on one thing instead of focusing on the kingdom of God. That's his assignment. But we also have an assignment, and that is to do the will of the Father. That is to go and set the captives free through Jesus Christ, because we are only vessels. That is to go and lay hands on those who are sick, who are struggling in their minds. That is to lead them to the feet of the cross, to Jesus Christ. That is to lead the people to let them know, listen, the blood still works. God still saves. He has not given up on you. He said he would never leave nor forsake you. That is what we're supposed to be doing. And so what if the preacher don't preach about mental illness in this hour? You do it. You research it. You pray about it. You ask God what to do. You tell ask God to give you the strategy so that you can help these people in the hour. He may just say, I want you to pray for them. Call their name out in prayer. You don't even have to know all their business. All you need to know is that God said they're struggling. And a lot of times, he show us. Don't turn. We cannot turn our faces away from those things and take it as oh, they just tripping, or the way they out there, they tripping. Yes, I know they are, but you know what? I need to be praying for them, because I never know what another person is going through, and you never know when it's going to come, whether it's going to come our way or not. So I want to encourage you today. Listen, we don't have time to get caught up in foolishness. We have an assignment. The Lord is soon to return. We have some family members who are not saved, and the enemy can really attack them at any given time. Listen, we need to be on the gate. We need to be prayerful. And he don't care about the age, from the youngest to the oldest. He don't care. That's why we have to get our lives in alignment with the Lord Jesus Christ and just know that God is on the throne. He is in control. He has not left us. He said he would never leave nor forsake us. Come on. We have got to build up our faith and trust God. Somebody is waiting on you. Will you go? Will you pray for those people who are struggling in their mind? Will you pray for those people who are suffering with bipolar and ADD and ADHD? Will you pray for them? Will you pray for them who are dealing with schizophrenia behavior and all of that? Will you pray for them? That's what God wants to know. Will we pray for them instead of making a spectacle of them? My God, I want to thank you, God, for joining on the line today. Please be mindful that a lot of people are being under attack. Pray for your leaders, your teachers, your pastors, your bishops, your prophets. Yes, pray for this prophetess. Yes, I receive your prayers. My God, pray for your family members. Pray for the elderly. My God, just ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do? What can I do? And a lot of times he's going to start with prayer. But first we have to repent, because a lot of us have been, God has told us to do some years ago, and we still haven't done it. So now is the time of repentance. Ask the Lord to truly forgive us for the things we've done, and then give us the assignment. Show us where to go, how to go, and how to do it. Amen. I love you guys. I thank you for joining in on the line this evening. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks blog radio. You guys be blessed. We'll see you next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please go and follow me on the Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is go to the web, Blog Talk Radio, pull up His Heart Speaks, click on follow. And we want to just build so we can continue to share this internet radio across the world, so that people's lives can continue to be changed, and they can find a place where they can really, you know, we can just kind of mix it up together, and they can understand, hey, this is real. This is what I need. I want to be blessed, and we want to be a blessing to others. So just remember to follow me on the Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is do the blog, click on Blog Talk Radio and click follow. And I can see, you know, on there. And I bless God for you. Thank you to our sponsors again, the Glow Network, Radio Network. You guys be blessed, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.